As a woman coach or service provider, there really are only two podcast formats you can choose for your show: solo episodes or guest interviews. And choosing the format isn't necessarily about what you prefer, but rather should be a strategic decision that helps you achieve your goals. And if converting podcast listeners into your high-ticket programs is one of your goals, the most important episode you should be publishing on your podcast is solo episodes. In today's episode, we're going to be diving deeper into why you need solo episodes on your podcast and how they can help deepen your connection with your audience and turn your show into a profitable sales asset for your business. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Now, I'm not saying that guest interviews don't have a place, because they absolutely do. There are pros and cons for solo episodes, pros and cons for guest interviews, which I share back in episode 101. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend that you do. I'll pop the link in the show notes for you, because that's not something we're going to go too deep into in today's episode. But to that point, if you scroll through the episodes of this podcast, you're going to see a bunch of episodes. I think in the last 3 years, I've probably done 30 guest interviews, 35, and there've been some amazing conversations, some that I've maintained a relationship with. So that's pretty awesome. But what you'll also see is that there are more solo episodes than interviews. And that was very intentional on my part. Where a lot of business owners go wrong, especially if they have a goal of using their podcast as a client acquisition tool, is to have a podcast that is just full of guest interviews. It's an interview style podcast. This can be down for a lot of reasons. I think one major reason why business owners go down this route is they look at what big name podcasters are doing, right? Amy, Jenna, Joe, Mel, all the big names, they do tend to have predominantly interviews on their podcast. But something that I really recommend you do, as I talk to my clients about, is we don't know what the goals of their podcast is, right? Their goals could be completely different from yours. So whilst we should and could look to other people to be inspired, we also need to take certain things with a pinch of salt. Because as I talk about in episode 101, depending on the format you choose, it will depend on the goals that you have for your podcast, right? So that's a major reason. But what I tend to see most with the clients I work with, and maybe you can relate to this, is they tend to be worried about how they're going to fill the silence, right? Without, you know, having someone else to bounce ideas off of. Or maybe they're a little bit afraid that their solo episodes, the content won't be engaging enough, or they just don't know where to start. Like, it can be pretty intimidating to sit down and think about, well, what am I going to say for 15 minutes that's going to be valuable, that's not going to make me look like a goofball, right? All of these thoughts, these mind monkeys, as I like to call them, come up. And I get it. I remember to this day, nearly 3 years to the day, how weird it felt sitting behind the mic for the first time, especially as I was used to, you know, working behind the scenes on my clients' podcasts. And so that felt weird for quite a while, probably for the first 20, maybe the whole season, my entire first season. It felt weird, you know, just like you, maybe I wondered if I had enough to say, if I had enough, you know, could give enough value to fill a 20-minute episode. Those thoughts were real for me, but I kept showing up. And if I'm being totally honest with you, it was the fear of interviewing others that was greater. That was greater than recording solo episodes. When I started my podcast, I was like, nope, I am not interviewing a living soul. Like, that freaked me out, right? And now look at me, right? 35 interviews under my belt. But I say this to share with you that whatever fears, hesitations, anxiety you might have around recording solo episodes, you are not alone. I've been there, some of my clients have been there, and there will be other people that, you know, have a podcast that have been there too. And of course, having guests on your podcast can help you reach new audiences. They bring a fresh perspective to your listeners, or maybe a different expertise on a topic that you're not an expert on. But the thing with guest episodes is that you are giving them your platform. You are moving the spotlight away from you and putting it on them as they share their expertise with your audience. Of course, you can share your insights. I've definitely done that. But you can't hog the limelight because they're on your show as part of their visibility strategy. And if you don't show up in a certain way, the chances are that they won't share your episode. And that's where the frustration, another frustration of podcasters comes in, right? And so that's why it's really, really important that you have solo episodes on your podcast so that you can really, I've talked about this on the podcast before, your podcast is your stage. And so I want you to think about your solo episodes, you being on that virtual stage, on that summit, on that conference, right? And they really prepare you for speaking. If you have interviews all the time, although they prepare you in a different way, solo episodes are so much more powerful. And as a business owner, you have a message you want to share with the world. You have knowledge, right, that can solve the problems that your audience is struggling with. And you're able to deliver that knowledge through your own unique frameworks and methods. But if your ideal clients never hear your message, how are they going to be able to benefit from what you have to offer? So the most compelling reason, if none of that kind of shifted your view, right? The most compelling reason why you need solo episodes on your podcast is quite simply they allow you to showcase your expertise and position you as a thought leader. Now, when I work with my clients, and I've shared it on the podcast before, there's 3 or 4 different episode types that I recommend, you know, your episode should fall into. And in terms of showcasing your expertise and positioning yourself as a thought leader, this is what I called the expertise authority episode. And they should really make up at least 45% of your content strategy. And they primarily serve 2 goals. Goal number 1 is to demonstrate your thought leadership, build authority in your industry. This is really if you want to become a speaker. But then 2, these episodes will really help your listeners / potential clients to build that know, like, and trust factor and position you as the coach or the service leader they are looking for to help them move from problem to transformation, right? So solo episodes really give you that opportunity to dive deep, to really step into your expertise, to really take all the mini trainings that you did on Instagram stories and go deeper. So for example, if your podcast is about digital marketing, you should be doing solo episodes that allow you to share your unique approach. Maybe you have different perspectives from others in your niche, but then also share practical tips that your audience can be like, yes, she knows what she's talking about, and gives them a quick win that positions you as the expert and makes them realize that actually she's the person that I need to work with because I implemented this and I got this shift, right? Like, getting those messages back from your podcast listeners mean absolutely everything. Now, I dive deeper into all the different types. Well, I say all the different types. There's only 3 or 4, right? But the different episode types in episode 95. So if you want to learn more about those, be sure to head on back, give that episode a listen. And of course, I will include the link in the show notes for you. Another important point that I want to make here is solo episodes allow you to speak directly to your audience. This means that you can foster a more personal and intimate connection, right? You are able to share your own experiences, your own personal stories, as much as you are comfortable doing. Let me make that really, really clear. Because yes, I share a lot more on my podcast than I might do on social media or in my email community, just because it feels better for me. This is how I create content the best. This is where I show up the most and I'm the happiest. But that doesn't mean that I'm giving you like every single detail of my life, right? So it's up to you how much you want to share. It doesn't even necessarily need to be personal stuff. It could be lessons learned from a business point of view. But just know that by you sharing your own stories, struggles, experiences with your audience, it will help them to really connect with you on a deeper level. It will help them to realize that actually, she's not just an expert, and I'm kind of squiggling my fingers. You can't see me because this is not a video. This is an audio podcast. But like, she's just not an expert. She's a human, right? And I think it's really important for them to kind of get to know the real you, because that is what helps build that all important know, like, trust factor. I wanted this to be like a really quick episode today, so I'm going to leave it there. But if you haven't tried solo episodes yet on your podcast, I really, really encourage you to give it a shot. If you are listening to this and you're in the planning stages of launching your podcast and the thought of doing solo episodes, you know, gives you the heebie-jeebies, I really hope that by listening, you feel more empowered, more inspired to give it a try. Even if it's only once a month, once a quarter is probably a bit too far, right? But whatever you need to do to just, you know, to try it, I guarantee you it's not as scary as you think. And in the long term, you'll start to see some really great results. And what I've found really helpful in the past and what I tell my clients to do is imagine they're speaking to their biz bestie, or maybe it's your best client. Like, who is that person that you are so at ease with? Maybe, and I'm not opposed to this, maybe you put their picture above your recording space and you speak directly to them. Like, whatever it is that you need to do before you hit record so that you feel comfortable and at ease is what I encourage you to do. I did the whole best client thing. I have a Mac, it's quite a big screen. And so I pulled up, you know, the client's picture on one side. I have Audacity opened in the other corner. I've got my script in another corner, but that really, really helped me. And don't worry about, you know, filling the space of a 30-minute episode, because there's no ideal length. Well, there is an ideal length. It's about 22 minutes, but that's not to say that you can't record a 5-minute episode. That's not to say you can't record a 10-minute episode, right? Generally, I recommend that you aim for a length that allows you to cover your topic thoroughly, because, you know, you don't want to be rambling. You don't want to go in off topic. But if you can record that type of episode in 10 minutes to help build up your confidence, go for it. And to be honest with you, you might find that your audience, depends on the type of podcast and who your listeners are, they might love the short, no fluff, get to the point episodes. And they do really, really well for bingeability because they're short, they're snappy, they're quick. A lot of us are running very, very busy lives. And so your 1 30-minute episode, I know for me, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, I listen to podcasts when I'm driving somewhere. And most journeys these days take no more than 30 to 60 minutes there and back. And so if I find a podcast that has 10-minute episodes, I could listen to about 5, right? 4 or 5, maybe even 6, depending, in that hour versus 2 30-minute episodes, right? And so I am taking away so much more value in that same period of time. So don't be like, oh my goodness, I have to do X, Y, Z. You can 100% start out with those shorter episodes. And if you feel like ramping it up, then you can do that. Okay, that's it for today's episode. If you're looking for support developing your 90-day podcast content plan, let's chat. Together, we can brainstorm episode ideas based on what you're selling in your business during those 90 days. And I can even help you map out some of those episodes to help you get started. So head on over to toobusytopodcast.co.uk/contact to book your free 15-minute PodConnect call with me. In the next episode, I'm chatting with PR specialist Dina Berman all about pitching yourself to the press. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Dina was very, very generous with all her tips, and I can't wait for you to listen. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.